Travis Petty is your artist of the day. It is a Tuesday throwback to the 80s, 576-7798. Mr. Starrett, I was so sad to hear the news within the last hour. Penny Marshall died today at the age of 75. Laverne from Laverne and Shirley.
Doing it always.
Wasn't that a spinoff from Happy Days?
It was, yes.
Yeah, one of three.
Wait. Can you two name the other two Happy Days spinoffs?
Oh, God. Joni Loves Chachi.
Okay, cute. That is another one. Joni Loves Chachi.
Don't look at me. I have no idea.
There was one other spinoff from Happy Days. Do not look at the text line. That's cheating.
I won't because I know this. I know
I'm sending it to you telepathically.
It wasn't Mork and Mindy.
It was Mork and Mindy.
It was because he was a tiny little bit player for a while.
They actually had Mork from Ork.
Right. That's when they started jumping the shark.
That was a huge jump the shark moment.
They talk about the Happy Days jump the shark moment. You don't think it was when they had an alien from outer space land and live with the kids?
No, I don't know why you would say that. And Mork from Ork came onto the show and everything was fine. Nobody thought anything weird about that. I mean, that wasn't strange.
Nanu, Nanu. I was sad when I heard that. I was a little surprised she was 72.
75.
Or 75, pardon me. I thought was like, she is 75?
Mm-hmm.
Will and I were talking about the fact that I didn't realize Big was the first female-directed movie to gross over $100 million.
I didn't either. She also did League of Their Own.
She was in League of Their Own. What was the other one she was in? Oh, my God.
She wasn't in it. She directed.
Get you.
And complications from diabetes. That makes me so sad.
Why?
Lots of people have diabetes. Well, I know, but I don't know. When I heard it, I was like, really? Not ready for that one. God bless her.
What was the spinoff from The Cosby Show?
A new world.
Prison?
A different world.
Prison. That was later.
What was the spinoff from All
Much
the Family?
Archie Bunker's Place.
And?
I wouldn't have known that.
Come on, there's one more. No.
The Jeffersons.
That's right.
Oh, because they lived upstairs, didn't mm-hmm. they?
Hmm. Next door.
Racist old.
Yeah, next door.
Yeah.
Yeah, in fact, I have an old clip of Mr. Jefferson in All in the Family. Let me see if I can find it in here. I know it's in here.
Isn't it funny how you haven't heard that Laverne and Shirley song for, like, I don't know how long, and, like, I can start belting out every single word the second I hear it.
Shamir.
I can also see them where the Shamir. Bottles are coming around.
Shamir.
You know, they had, like, the little glass bottles, mm-hmm. and she puts a... Remember she put a glove on one of the glass bottles,
waving.
And she waves at it? Why do I remember weird things like that?
Because it was an awesome show, and it was very funny. With Squiggly...
When we were
Squiggy.
Kids,
Squiggy,
stuff
whatever.
Was in syndication.
Was
we watched
Squiggly.
It.
Was it Squiggly? It was
no,
Squiggy.
It's Squiggy.
Okay.
Lenny and Squiggy.
All right. Here is All in the Family. Listen.
Oh, look. Hello, Mr. Jefferson.
Oh, hi, Mrs. Bunker.
Hey, Jefferson there. How are you? Listen, that formal invitation you sent by your wife, I think that was very whitey.
Yes.
My God.
That was awfully white of you.
Okay, speaking of cringe-worthy, I went and saw The Mule last night.
Oh.
And it is...
Now, this one's high on our list.
It is very good. I would not say it's great. It's not going to win a lot of awards, but it's
really?
Very good.
Because it's a great story.
Well, because the story is just so incredible that this almost 90-year-old guy's running drugs for the cartel.
It's a true story, too.
You know, and he plays a very... good, shuffling, old, broken, doesn't know how to text. There's some funny stuff about that. But there's a scene where he's trying to help someone with a flat tire. And this has nothing to do with the storyline of the movie. I'm not ruining anything. But he is, in the movie, 87 years mm-hmm, old or whatever. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And he stops to help this couple with a flat tire. And he says, well, didn't your dad ever teach you how to change a tire? put down your phone. I'll help you. And he's helping the guy get the tire out. Mm-hmm. He kind of laughs and he goes, it's kind of nice to help out a couple of Negroes.
Oh, God.
And the husband looks at the wife and she goes, oh, they kind of look at each other and she goes, sir, we don't say that. You could just say, well, we're black. And the guy and the girls they're kind of looking at each other. She goes, or you could just say people. Right. You're helping people.
Right.
And he kind of looks at him like, what? And goes about changing the tire, and you're just cringing.
It's been a while since I've been able to help out a couple of Negroes.
That's what he said. Oh, he thought he was being nice. Just like, please stop talking. Please stop talking. Please stop talking.
You know, you colored people.
Oh, my God. So I took my oldest son to go see it last night. And Bradley Cooper's in it. But it's hard to go from watching Bradley Cooper in A Star Is Born to Bradley Cooper as just this straight-laced DEA agent. And I kept, like, wanting to scream at the movie screen to Clint Eastwood, do you know he can sing? Oh, my gosh, he can do so much more than that.
So tell me this. Wait for it on rental?
Yeah.
Or go see it in the
theater?
Here's
what I will say. You do not need to go see this movie in a theater if like me, you like the theater experience of stuff's blowing up, or like with A Star Is Born, the acoustics and the singing and all of these things. You know, this is a lot of Clint Eastwood driving around. Because in real life,
that's
what this man did.
And he was the mule.
If you can picture your great-great-grandfather driving around, you know, there's a lot of that. And it's...
So it's boring.
No, because, Scott, the story is so interesting. How in God's name did this happen?
But if all he's doing is driving around, that's boring.
It's all right. You'll like it.
Give it a grade. Be honest.
B minus.
That's why they weren't screening it.
And I Googled, I knew a lot about that case before I went to see the movie because I'm so fascinated by it.
You heard they weren't screening it for reviewers.
It's not a turd.
It sounds like a turd.
You'll like it. It's just, again...
It's a flop.
It's so incredible that it even came to be that an 80-some-year-old man starts running drugs for the... You almost like think this couldn't be true, but it really happened.
Like, in a two-hour movie, how much time is he driving around?
They add some other stuff, but, you know, there's a lot of driving.
Half?
Because that's what he did. He drove from, I assume, Texas down to the border, where he picked up the stuff. And here's what's interesting. Did he know what he was transporting in the beginning? That's what I wanted to know. Did the real man in real life at age whatever know what he was transporting? His attorney believes he did know. Certainly toward the end he knew. He was one of the top runners ever. Like millions and hundreds of millions of dollars.
Are you trying to sell me on a movie only because you went to see it? Because I'm not buying what you're selling right now.
The story is just fascinating,
the
Scott.
The story is fascinating, but the movie sounds boring. I'm going to be honest with you.
Do you know what
you.
I told my son? This is why they screen some old people at the airport. And you know how people, and I've done this, when I see them pull over a woman in a wheelchair for extra TSA screening, I was screaming about that one day. Like, why would you do that?
Yeah.
To this 90, she didn't even know what day it is. And one of the police officers listening that day texted in and said, those are the most likely travelers targeted unknowingly to just take my bag. Can you take my bag? Or I'm going to put my bag on the back of this wheelchair. That's why they're screening those people. And I found that interesting with this real case. I think the guy's name was Earl. Did he know in the beginning or did he not know? You know, they said, don't look in the bag. We're going to... Just all you got to do is drive this old man. Just drive it there. And when you get there, get out of the truck and, you know.
Walk away.
Yeah. Did he know? I think he probably did. I think he made a lot of money.
are listening to Kansas City's 98.1
FM. 98.1
FM. KMBZ.
Man, our friends at Silvercrest, Deer Creek, and Overland Park have remodeled their spacious apartments. The floor plans were already great. Walk-in closets, large rooms, lots of light, even great storage. But now they are upgrading with beautiful dark wood cabinets. They got quartz countertops in there, all new stainless steel appliances, tile throughout, new high-low carpet, and a great color palette. The look is brand new, but the service and team, they've been around for years. Some of them, 20 years. And staff longevity is so important when you are looking for a new home. You do have to be over age 55. Silvercrest is an active retirement community offering both independent and assisted living lifestyles. Nestled among mature walnut, oak, and birch trees with creeks and walking trails, stop by. Located just off of 130th and Metcalf, or call for a tour. 913-681-1101. 681-1101. Silvercrest at Deer Creek Retirement Community. Love the way you live.
Back to the 80s. 576-7798. Oh, boy. Well, this story broke at the tail end of the show last night, and we reported it. But as Dana Wisely pointed out, we need a little bit more time to read through it, and we'll get back to it first thing on Tuesday. Here is the story from the Kansas City Star. Josh Jones received the text message from a Vatterott College instructor Monday evening. Yeah. Contact me. It's urgent. I'm confused, the 27-year-old told the Star. I feel lost. I feel like I'm dreaming right now, and I need someone to slap me. Because the text message he received was from one of his instructors telling him that Vatterott College was closed. Vatterott College, I'm sure many of you know the name, a very well-known for-profit college, former college.
I hate calling these colleges, but that's what it called itself, by the way.
Josh Jones is one of hundreds of students at Vatterott Education Center schools who learned that the St. Louis-based corporation was shuttering its for-profit trade schools, including its Kansas City campus, last night. Beg your pardon?
You said he's one of the students. You should say
hundreds of former students. That's right. The news left roughly 900 people unemployed just before the holiday break and was a blow to students who were left with little information about how to access their student records, their transfer credits, or retain equipment or materials.
Real quick, if you're listening and you're like, what is this? Vatterott specialized, and this is from the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, in culinary arts, automotive trades, allied health, you know, take that to be a nursing assistant.
Mm-hmm. Lower level nursing profession.
And music production.
The employees were told their benefits would end as of last night and were required to collect their belongings and return access keys to a campus director. Josh Jones said he'd been unable to reach Vatterott administrators or executives for more information. The tools he received as part of his program, all locked away inside the school building. Vatterott blamed the U.S. Department of Education for its closing. The Department of Education had restricted the school's participation in federal financial aid programs, according to a letter from the school, and scared off a buyer who planned to take over the company after Vatterott entered into Missouri State receivership earlier this year.
Now, I want to remind everyone listening that last year, and I was correct, it was Wright Career College that was sued for fraud. The students won. In fact, one of the students, I think, got $2 million that she will probably never see. Because in that case, I don't want to say all of these colleges are a scam, Scott, but let's say what most people are thinking, where they advertise these programs on late night cable TV. You keep giving them money and giving them money and giving them money for a certificate of some sort. Will that help you get a job? Scott, I don't know. I've never heard anything good about one of these for-profit certificate schools. I refuse to call this a college.
Then why do people go? Why do people cough up their hard-earned money?
Because I think they see the advertisements. I became a nursing assistant. They see these ads on, you know, predominantly late-night cable TV,
mm-hmm.
and it looks like a cheaper alternative than going to a traditional 2 or 4 year institution, when in reality, Scott, it's not. One of the people that sued the Wright College spent like $32,000 to get a worthless certificate. It was worthless.
Which you could get from Johnson County Community College accredited.
That's what's important.
A highly respected junior college or community college, whatever you want to call Johnson County, you could spend half of that money.
And then have an associate's degree.
Right. And use that towards going to a full-term
university. I feel like these places go after single parents.
Desperate.
People working 2 or 3 jobs for minimum wage, desperately trying to better their situation, and they are being taken advantage of. And if you can call in and say something nice about one of these for-profit certificate schools, tell me a success story. Did this work for you? Because the only thing I've ever heard is you can go out and get that same job without spending this money, and you're not going to get any kind of degree out of this from any accredited place.
Why not spend that money at Johnson County? KCK.
Because I think
Penn Valley.
People think that is unattainable, when in reality, I had a friend in education tell me this morning, it would be cheaper in some cases to go to some of those institutions. Avila, Scott, Park.
I went to Vatterott from the text line, 3281. I went to Vatterott and I make well over $100,000 a year.
I went to one of these certificate colleges in Independence. $54,000 later, I got screwed.
Somebody says, I went to Vatterott, now I have a great accounting job.
Somebody just said, Dana, find me a college that's not pumping out adults who have worthless degrees. The key is accreditation. Are you going to an institution that is an accredited institution? If you go to a 4-year college and spend $100,000 on a art history degree,
it's pretty worthless.
That's on you. And you can't find a job?
That's on you.
That's on you. That's different than an unaccredited certificate school scamming people out of money. Where are these kids going to find their transcripts, Scott? School's closed. Well, they're going to call the registrar's office.
Those hours don't transfer anywhere.
None of them are going to transfer. Even if you wanted to get that sheet of paper, you can't because it's now closed.
But that's not to say that trade schools and vo-tech colleges are not a thing.
I think there are some that are actually quite good. Brenninger went to DeVry, and let's just say Brenninger did very well for himself with a 3-year degree from DeVry. Very well. And I'm not saying Brenninger's rich, but he ain't wearing where his dinner's coming from tonight. Guarantee you that. And he went to DeVry. Let's get to the newsroom. Here is Will Sterrett.
An Eye on 2020. More next.
Live and local, this is Kansas City's 98.1 FM.
KMBZ.
Hey, we all love great food, and you, my friends, are going to love Omaha Steaks. I happened upon them a couple, 3 years ago, and hello, I am in love. My family is in love with Omaha Steaks. In fact, we're having some tonight for dinner. Send the holiday gift that families across America have loved for more than 100 years. Omaha Steaks, America's original butcher since 1917. And right now, Omaha Steaks is giving an amazing limited-time offer just for listeners of Dana and Parks. When you go to omahasteaks.com and enter the code word Parks in the search bar, you get 74% off Omaha Steaks Family Gift Package, originally $195, now just $49.99. Order now and you get 4 hand-cut top sirloin steaks, 2 premium pork chops, 4 chicken fried steaks, 4 Omaha Steaks burgers, 4 kielbasa sausages, all beef meatballs, 4 potatoes au gratin, 4 caramel apple tartlets, plus get 4 more burgers for free. Omaha Steaks is a 5th generation family-owned company with more than 100 years of experience. Again, get this limited time package for only $49.99. When you go to omahasteaks.com, type Parks in the search bar, and add the family gift package to your cart. That's omahasteaks.com. The year was 1988. The band was Fine Young Cannibals.
Let me ask you something. We regulate all kinds of for-profit businesses in the United States, and some would argue we should, and some would argue we shouldn't. I'm personally glad that we do, airbags. We regulate all kinds of things. Why aren't these types of programs regulated? And let me just say this.
In what way?
If they were regulated, we would not be seeing the level of problem that we see in Kansas City with these schools. I think we should take a very close look at what these schools say they can do for you.
Well, come here and we'll...
Truth in advertising, Scott. We'll
teach you how to account. We will teach you how to be a nursing assistant.
Listen to this from the text line. My friend did this. She was a single parent trying to better her situation, and she readily admits she could have gotten her receptionist job at a medical office without spending the obscene amount of money that she did. It was a complete waste of money. It made sense to her to do that because for her, she didn't want to go to a traditional college and spend money on a bunch of other classes, requirements, Scott, that you would have to take that didn't have anything to do with the medical field. Did you know, because this was a surprise to me until this year, that many of our local high schools, Scott, high schools, are partnering with programs that will give you your CNA license as you turn 18. In high school, you don't have to spend $60,000 at one of these places to do it. You can do it in high school.
Well, but Dana...
And part of this comes down to educating the public about what is available to you.
I get really nervous when you want the government to protect me from me.
No, I think they're protecting you from predatory business.
Nobody is forcing me to attend Vatterott College. Nobody was forcing me to attend Wright College or whatever it was called. I don't remember. Any more than I turn on the TV and Bud Light tells me if I just drink their beer, I'll have six-pack abs, and a lot of hot chicks are going to find me attractive.
The initial suit against Wright stated it purposefully enticed prospective students to enroll and then apply for student loans through systematic, deceptive marketing practices.
Does Oil of Olay really get rid of the crow's feet on the corner of your eyes?
Oh, come on, Scott.
All you have to do, Rod, is buy this $10 jar of stuff, wipe it on your face, and you'll look 10 years younger. It's magic in a jar.
People trusted this school. These people were sold a dream. They were sold hope. People believed them. They took millions in federal student loan money and provided a vastly substandard education. This is fraud.
And if you go to this old folks' home, it's filled with fun. And you play bocce ball, and you do shuffleboard, and you don't sit in the corner and drool.
Here's where you're wrong. If these schools are taking federal student loan money, they can and should be regulated.
Well, I think Vatterott had lost, if I'm not mistaken, Vatterott had lost their federal student funding or whatever you call it.
And why was that?
Well, probably because the federal government didn't trust them. What's that tell you? Do a little research on your own before you go. The government is not responsible for protecting you from you and dumb decisions.
Then why is it illegal to say that this toothpaste will whiten your teeth 26 times more than the other toothpaste?
It's not.
You're not allowed to deceive in your marketing. What you can say is no other toothpaste works better. You cannot make declarative claims in advertising that are not true or can be proven to be false. You can't do that. This goes back to your very first marketing or advertising class you ever took.
And what did Vatterott say that was false? They probably had real students who had gotten real jobs in real fields, and they paid him probably $100 or $200 to sit in front of a camera and go, I went to Vatterott, graduated in 2011, and I am gainfully employed as a certified nursing assistant. I love Vatterott.
Still paying back $60,000 in loans that they didn't need.
Dana, that's if you're willing to take out $60,000 in loans for a college you have not researched, that's on you, not me.
Then why are the heads of several payday loan scams in Kansas City now in federal prison?
I would say
all day long, well, if you're dumb enough to sign up for one of those loans, it's more complicated than that, and you know it.
If preying on your dumbness is a crime, then a lot of people in this world are guilty of a lot of crimes. You know? Hey, spearmint bubblegum makes your breath fresher than the others. Does it really? I think extra's better. I think spearmint's full of crap.
I think when you are selling a dream, you're selling hope. You are selling get yourself out of your situation. But pay us $60,000 to do
it. But Dana, God bless you, but isn't every product selling hope? Are we going to start fact-checking politicians?
Well, they fact-check product. That's what I'm saying. You are not allowed to go on television and say, let's say you're Wright College, you will leave here and be making $90,000 a year with no student loans. There is something called deception in advertising.
They're not saying that.
And, well, they are skating really close, Scott. Come on.
Let's go to Jennifer in Kansas City. Jennifer, hello.
Hi.
Hi, sweetheart.
So I was just calling because this topic is kind of funny. I went to a school here in Kansas City that
don't name it. Do not name it, please.
No, I'm not going to. That was located in Lenexa. It's now closed. Mm-hmm. And I was promised a great paralegal job after finishing their program and everything like that. And I did. I did very well with my classes. I did my own internship and everything like that. Graduating the top 5% of the class in 2013, never got hired by a law firm.
Why?
I actually asked why to a former attorney who I will not name. He said because they don't consider that an actual program because you're not really learning how to be a paralegal. Great, you're learning constitutional law. Great, you're learning the concept of a marriage and divorce and, you know, how to do all this, but you're not learning how to file a petition or, you know, request for discovery or anything like that. And
Jennifer, how much money did you spend?
$30,000.
Hoy.
And I did my research, and I agree with Scott. We do need to do our research, and I really did really work very hard to understand the concept of this school and everything like that. And they were like, no, trust us. These people here got these jobs at this law firm and, you know, blah, blah, blah. Then they went on to law school and became attorneys. And I was like, oh, okay, well, I don't want to be an attorney, but, you know, if I can have a livable wage as a paralegal, great.
Sure. Hey, Jennifer, real quick, because a lot of people, and Scott certainly brought this up, did you think about going to a Johnson County Community College, a Kansas City, Kansas, you know, a traditional two-year school?
I did. I actually was at Johnson County Community College, and I was fresh out of high school when I went there, and I was, like, in that phase of, I really don't know what I want to study.
Sure.
I'm going to just take all my gen eds and see what kind of triggers me and stuff like that, just see what finds my interest, and my parents were like, no, you really need to, you know, do something now. We're not paying for your school, but let's grow up. You know, you're not in high school anymore. You're, you know, 18 years old, 19 years old. Let's figure something out now.
Jennifer, I'm sorry it happened to you. I know that you are not alone, and thank you for calling in.
Telephone number here is 576-7798. Maybe we'll get into this next hour. Congressman Kevin Yoder joining us in studio at 3:15 this afternoon. Aaron, hang on just a second, because we got you in yesterday. Carmel in Kansas City. Hello, Carmel.
Hi, how are you guys?
Hi,
doing
good.
Well, thanks.
Good. I went to one of these schools, and I went for medical office assistant. And I think it's like you either get it or you don't. Like, it's either you get something out of it or you don't. And I can tell you that I still talk to half my classmates, and some of us really did get something out of it. Like, I did an internship. I got the job at the internship. And now I'm at my fourth year at a nonprofit company in Kansas City. So I got a lot out of it, and I liked it a lot. But
long did you go, and what did you spend, if you don't mind me asking?
I went, I want to say, 2 years, and I didn't spend as much as 30, but I did a good 10,000. Well, it wasn't that expensive, and they're still going today, like the school that I went to.
Okay. All right. From the text line real quick. Great show today. One of the arguments against Vaderot specifically is that they were telling prospective students that their classes were required for a certification package that would allow them near instant entry into a profession. The problem is there is no way to research that as part of an individual profession until you are well into the program and have already paid them thousands of dollars.
576-7798.
Listening to Kansas City's 98.1 FM.
98.1 FM.
KMBZ.
Hey, when you're looking for a new car, you want three things. You want comfort, you want safety, you want affordability. And you get them all when you shop at Olathe Kia and Olathe Subaru. Both Olathe Kia and Subaru have an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. And that, my friends, is a rating well-earned. And at Kia right now, Olathe Kia, all month, they're doing a final year-end clearance event. Save big on all remaining new 2018 models in stock. Stop by Olathe Subaru for the Share the Love event. Get a great deal on every new Olathe Subaru, and with every purchase, a $250 donation to a great charity, because that's what they do. Bill George's Olathe Subaru just off I-35 and Santa Fe. And when it comes to safety, I don't need to remind you, Kia and Subaru are some of the safest around. In fact, according to Forbes, Subaru and Kia took all four categories in the small car competition. Bill George is a pillar in our community, has worked with local charities for years. Online at OlatheSubaru.com and OlatheKia.com. See for yourself, and then we'll see you at Olathe Kia and Olathe Subaru. His name is Huey Lewis. His band was called The News. It is a Tuesday throwback to the 80s. Aaron, what's up, man?
So, one group of people that you guys left out with saying who is taken advantage of a lot by these schools is military veterans. And one of the reasons why one of the reasons why military veterans and other people choose to go to these schools is it's accelerated. It's a fast-paced 6 weeks. You've got a career certificate, blah, blah, blah. Well, the thing is, these certificates don't mean anything. All it is saying, oh, yeah, I've got a little bit of training, which you may or may not help get you a job. You know, none of them are accredited and whatnot. And you ask Dana why they're not why they're not regulated and whatnot.
Yeah, why?
It's because of lobbyists. You know, they've lobbied, these for-profit schools have gotten together and lobbied to not be regulated. If you know anything about Betsy DeVos, I'm pretty sure her family runs some of these for-profit schools. And look at what she's in charge of now. So there's never going to be any regulation of these schools.
I
have to disagree with you, Aaron, in my heart, because we keep seeing kind of the same scenario play out, at least here. And I know many of these, I call them certificate schools. I refuse to call these colleges. They have been shuttered across the country and other states. At some point, someone has to stand up and say, look, if they are targeting veterans, and here's the big one, if they are getting federal funding, and we had a listener text in, Scott, and say, can you apply for FAFSA? Through the FAFSA, can you apply for money to give to one of these schools? If you can, and tell me at 22980 if you know, If the FAFSA will help you get funding to go to one of these schools, they should absolutely be regulated.
Okay. But, Aaron, let me challenge you on something. And you guys sometimes force me to defend the administration. She's been in that job. Betsy DeVos has been in that job for 2 years. There was plenty of opportunity in the previous 8 years to regulate these schools, and nothing was
absolutely
done.
Absolutely.
So let's not go blaming Trump and his administration for everything that you disagree with.
What he's saying is her family has made a fortune and bought many yachts,
which, by the way,
many times over.
I'm reading up on her. Her family, their money comes from Amway, not from for-profit schools.
Well, look specifically at her portfolio.
I'll look a little bit deeper, but okay.
So, and Aaron, thank you for the call.
Excuse me.
Yeah, go ahead.
Somewhere in there, her family is involved with these for-profit schools. And I don't remember exactly where. You'll figure it out. So the what you were saying is about the previous administration, they did put regulations in, but they couldn't get it passed through Congress. And so they put in presidential orders, or however you put it.
Executive orders.
Yes, that's the term. To, restrict funding to these places and make them jump through more hoops to guarantee what their certificates are good for. What you're actually being certified in is a legitimate career field or need that companies can actually use.
All right, let me stop it there just because I want to get one more person in before we get to the news. Michael in Kansas City. Hello, Michael.
Yeah, my brother actually went to one of these colleges.
Your brother went to one of these colleges, okay?
Yep. And long story short, he wasn't getting his tech. Somebody was passing him. He had to drop out.
He had to. Why do you have to drop out?
Because where he was going, he was getting grants for his learning disabilities, and so he was getting grants from the government.
Sorry.
He was getting grants from the government, and I think he said someone else was cashing the checks, and he had to drop out.
Okay.
Here's what I would say, Scott, and the caller two callers ago who spent the money to try to become a paralegal, I think falls under this category. If you do not leave at age 18 and go straight to the military, or leave at age 18 and go straight to a 2-year or 4-year institution, there are a lot of people between that 18 to 25-year-old range who wake up and think, oh, my gosh, I've got to do something. This is who they are targeting. They're targeting that 24-year-old single parent who wakes up one day and thinks, I need a career. I'm in a minimum wage service industry job. My parents are saying I need to do something. They now don't have someone in high school like a guidance counselor who's right there and will sit them down and say, hey, like, I know this looks good, but you really have to look at the amount of money you're going to spend here for what you are going to get out of it. And is this a good idea? You've lost that benefit once you've graduated high school and spent a couple of years or a gap year trying to figure things out.
He's calling it his exit interview. Congressman Kevin Yoder defeated last month in his bid for a fifth term in the U.S. House. Will be joining us in studio at 3:15 this afternoon.